Elk Point. Winning the Elk Point Oilman's Bonspiel Grand Challenge, now called the A Event, is nothing new for Leonard Gadowski, who was part of his first winning team in 1992, and followed that up with wins in 2004, 2005, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2016 and 2024, along with 7 championships in what are now the Oilman's B, C and D events, before winning a close 2025 semifinal over last year's Oilman's B event winner, Irvin Quartz and his Nova Mechanical Rink. That win put Gadowski and the Spring Park Collection of Knights into Saturday's final against Amiot Welding, with a semifinal victory over J.O. Rego 1, skipped by Justin Dwan, for this year's championship. The Knights, a rink that for a second year included Curtis Porcina, Brandon Tupper and Roland Jolie, collected 3 points in their first end and another 2 in the second before Amiot's Lee Michaud, Scott Ward, Sean Hovelkamp and Joey Duperron collected singles in the third, fifth, sixth and seventh ends, shrinking the Knights' lead to 2 as they went into an eighth end that had fans of both rinks on the edge of their seats, all the way to Gadowski's final, well-placed rock which gave the Knights their second championship win in 2 years. 2-3 curler teams competed in the B final, with rear-enders Tim Smarica, Mike Bespalko and Jackie Penns, with a win over Tyler Warawa's Encore Environmental in the semifinal, taking the win over M&M Supplies' Kyle Porcina, Brandon Gortzen and Robbie Chur, who defeated Cameron Breeden's Marksman Vegetation in the semi. The Michaud Rink, Charles Michaud, Dave and Dimitri Storichuk and Lincoln Michaud, came into the C event final with a win over Paul Myshaniak's Highmark Oilfield Services, and took the win in the shortest of the 4 finals, defeating Tyson Stafford, Lane Lorenzen, Marty Bendixson and Wade Poitras of DK Energy, who had just come from a win over Wes Meggers' Detec Inspect. This year's D event win went to Byron Marin's Enbridge Rink, which included Conrad Pierce, Kyle Winterbottom and Sarah Balash. They came in with a win over Darcy Stafford's E. Can Shuffle Rink to take on Bump Oilfield's Travis Lindquist, Doug Lindquist, David Yuskishin and Tanner Shankovsky, who replaced Doug Bassett in the final, following a semifinal win over Calvin Fisher's Diablo Oilfield. A total of 22 rinks took part in the 3-day spiel hosted by the Elk Point Curling Club.